Norse Mythology by Neil Gaiman. Odin, father of the gods, held onto his staff with knobby arthritic fingers, blue-veined and twisted. His voice, always booming and commanding, was now cracked and dusty.
"Do not hit him, Thor," he said in his old voice.
"See? I knew that you at least would see reason, Allfather," said Loki. "I had nothing to do with it. Why would Idun have gone anywhere with me? She didn't even like me."
"Do not hit him,"
repeated Odin, and he peered at Loki with his one good eye, now glacious grey.
"I want him to be whole and unbroken when he is tortured. They are heating the fires now, and sharpening the blades, and collecting the rocks. We may be old, but we can torture and we can kill as well as ever we could when we were in our prime, and had the apples of Idun to keep us young."
The smell of burning coals reached Loki's nostrils.
"If," he said, "if I manage to work out what happened to Idun, and if I were somehow to bring her and her apples back to Asgard safely, could we forget all about the torture and death?"
"It is your only chance at life," said Odin. "Bring Idun back to Asgard and the apples of immortality."
Loki nodded.
"Unfasten these chains," he told them. "I'll do it. I'll need Freya's falcon for the cloak, though."
"My cloak?" asked Freya.
"I'm afraid so."
Freya walked stiffly away and returned with a cloak covered with falcon feathers. Loki's chains were unfastened, and he reached for the cloak.
"I may be old now," said Thor, "but if you do not return, ancient as I am, I will hunt you down wherever you hide, and I and my hammer will be your death. For I am still Thor, and I am still strong."
"You are still extremely irritating," said Loki.